Chapter 14, Repairing Relationships, What It Takes to Rebuild. Rebuilding relationships after they've been broken is not easy. When trust has been damaged, it can feel impossible to find a way back. For veterans, the struggle is often even harder because of the emotional weight and trauma carried from combat. But healing is possible. Repairing relationships takes time, honesty, and a willingness to face uncomfortable truths. It's about owning mistakes, listening, and finding a path toward trust again. How to apologize, make amends, and restore trust. An apology is more than just saying, "I'm sorry." It's about taking responsibility for the hurt caused and showing that you understand the impact of your actions. Veterans often carry guilt for the things they've done or said during difficult times. That guilt can make it hard to face loved ones and admit mistakes. An honest apology starts with owning the behavior. Instead of saying, "I'm sorry you feel that way," try saying, "I'm sorry for what I did." Acknowledging the action instead of the reaction helps the other person feel heard. Be specific about what happened. For example, "I'm sorry for losing my temper and yelling at you last week. That was wrong, and you didn't deserve it." After apologizing, the next step is making amends. This means actively trying to repair the damage. If the harm was emotional, it could mean rebuilding trust through consistency and open communication. If it was physical or financial harm, it might mean helping to fix what was broken or offering to cover the cost. Restoring trust takes time. It's not about grand gestures, but small, steady steps. Keeping your word, showing up when you say you will, and responding calmly during conflict are ways to show that change is real. Trust isn't rebuilt overnight, but consistency helps it grow. Accepting that not all relationships can be repaired, but growth is possible. Sometimes, no matter how much effort is made, a relationship cannot be repaired. The damage might be too deep, or the other person may not be ready to heal. That's hard to accept, especially when there's a deep desire to fix what's broken. Letting go of a relationship doesn't mean failure. It means recognizing that growth sometimes comes through release. Veterans often carry the weight of loss, both in and out of service. Letting go of a relationship can feel like another form of loss, but it can also open the door to personal healing. Growth happens when you reflect on what went wrong and how you can improve going forward. Maybe it means learning to communicate better or managing emotional reactions more calmly. Even if the relationship doesn't survive, the lessons gained from trying to repair it can shape healthier future connections. It's also important to give others the space to heal in their own time. If someone is not ready to reconnect, pushing them will only create more distance. Respect their boundaries, but leave the door open if they change their mind. Healing is a two-way street, and sometimes the other person needs more time to walk their side of it. Learning to let go of control and embrace connection. Control is often a survival mechanism for veterans. In combat, control can mean the difference between life and death. But in relationships, trying to control everything can push people away. It's hard to trust others when you've learned to rely only on yourself. But connection requires vulnerability. Letting go of control starts with accepting that you cannot fix everything. You cannot control how someone else feels or responds. What you can control is how you communicate and how you show up. Listening is one of the most powerful ways to rebuild connection. When you listen without planning a response or trying to solve the problem, the other person feels valued. Listening builds trust because it shows that you care more about understanding their experience than defending yourself. Letting go of control also means allowing others to help you. Veterans often struggle with asking for help because it can feel like weakness. But letting someone in and accepting support builds trust. It shows that you value the relationship enough to share the burden. Another part of releasing control is being honest about your emotions. If you're feeling anxious or angry, say so. Trying to hide those feelings creates distance. Vulnerability brings people closer because it shows that you trust them enough to be real. Rebuilding a relationship also means forgiving yourself. Veterans often carry guilt for things they've done or said in moments of stress. That guilt can make it hard to accept love and trust from others. Forgiveness doesn't mean excusing the behavior. It means accepting that you are human and allowed to grow. Connection grows when you stop trying to control the outcome and focus on the present moment. When you let go of the need to manage everything, you create space for natural healing and deeper trust. Facing setbacks without giving up. Repairing a relationship isn't a straight line. There will be setbacks. Old habits might slip back in. Misunderstandings may happen. Trust might wobble. The key is not to let those setbacks define the whole process. If an argument happens, step back and cool down before responding. Rushing to fix things in the heat of the moment often makes things worse. Once calm, acknowledge what happened without defensiveness. I'm sorry for what I said earlier. I got frustrated, but that's not an excuse to speak to you that way. It's also important to avoid falling into the pattern of self-blame. Veterans often carry a deep sense of guilt and shame. If the relationship isn't healing as quickly as hoped, it's easy to blame yourself. But rebuilding trust takes time. Progress is measured in steady improvement, not perfection. Setbacks are not signs of failure. They're part of the process. When they happen, use them as an opportunity to reflect and adjust. Ask yourself, what could I have done differently? And how can I respond better next time? Growth happens through these moments of self-awareness. Choosing to move forward. Healing is not about erasing the past. It's about building something stronger in its place. Relationships are not meant to be perfect. They are meant to be real. When both sides are willing to face the truth, own their mistakes, and show up consistently, rebuilding is possible. Moving forward means focusing on what you can control: honesty, communication, and consistency. It's about creating new patterns and letting go of the fear that things will fall apart again. Trust grows when both people feel seen, heard, and valued. Repairing relationships after trauma takes courage. It means facing hard truths, letting go of old habits, and allowing others to see your vulnerable side. Not every relationship will survive that process, but the ones that do will be stronger for it.